Good morning, Atlanta. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, they'll cut you a check for $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
It's Harold.
Harold. Okay. Good morning, Harold. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good, man. What's up with you?
What you need, Harold?
Well, you know, I went on a date, and, you know, we kicked off real good, you know what I mean? And we was about to do the whole Woody Woo, you know, came down to the prime time, Deion Sanders. Next thing I know, she kind of gets up and leaves. She said she had to do something right quick. Something came up, whatever the excuse was. And then, you know, proceeded to hit her up afterwards, and she was just, like, mad short with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got all the way to the point of basically going to test second, third base. And I don't know.
So you don't know what happened?
I don't know what happened, man.
Did you say anything weird? Did you do anything weird? Was anything playing on the TV?
I thought about every possible thing. And it basically, we weren't even talking at that time. So I couldn't even, like I said, I couldn't even say nothing weird at that time. It was all action at that time, you know what I mean?
What's her name, Harold?
Her name, Janae.
Her name, Janae? All right, well, we're going to get on the phone, man. Don't say nothing until we cue you in, all right?
All right.
All right. So what y'all think
this is? If he act like that about sex, that chemistry is gonna be off, and I'm gone.
Like my boy Steve Brown say, you show me a man that don't lick his mate, I show you a woman that I can take.
Wow.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Am I speaking with Janae, please?
This is Janae. Who is this?
Hey, Janae, how you doing? Listen, this is the Streets Morning Takeover. Your favorite cousin, Young Jock, shout out, and Shamia Morton, sitting
right
in from Oak Creek. Do you have a second to talk?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so, what's going on?
We got a morning show and a segment on the show called Second Date Update, right? And your name is on the list today because a gentleman called us up, spoke highly of you, and he said, you know what? I haven't seen her in a minute. She just disappeared. We was always cool. Are you familiar with Harold?
Yes. Ooh. I know Harold.
You laugh. So what's going on? Why hasn't Harold heard back from you? He said you just kind of disappeared.
Wow. Okay. Well, Harold's a nice guy. We've been dating, I guess, like going on dates. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm just not really feeling him like that anymore. It just, you know, some things came up and it just was like, maybe I should fall back.
So, like, what came up?
Do you want to know, like, the truth?
Yes. Of course. That's what we're looking for,
baby.
We
want to get y'all back together.
Okay. All right. So, we went on a few dates. And our last date that we went on, you know, I went back home with him. And, you know, one thing led to another. And he took his shirt off. And, you know, to me, he just was like, fine as ever. And then he took his shirt off and I was just like, well, okay. He has like taco meat, like, you know, the BDB.
Mm-hmm. The kind that scratch your face when you lay on their chest. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, ain't nothing wrong. Well, look, I got talking to girl, look. Now, so you mean tell me you let a perfectly good man go because it's taco meat?
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, her face was in danger.
Any man that shaves his chest is suspect.
No, that is so man, not true.
Okay, walk around shaving your chest in the shower. It's suspect.
Okay, you telling me you basically just stopped talking to this man because he got chest hair?
No, like, I don't think you understand. He has taco meat like T.I.'s hair used to be. Like, looks like dried up hair. Like, just...
Whoa. Okay, well, I thought it was going to be something way worse. At least then he may have a chance to get you back. Well, at least he knows now why you have not called him back. Harold, you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Hey, can I just say something?
His name is Harold.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. Hey. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, baby. Let me tell you something.
I agree.
You want to let Mr. 66 this dark chocolate walk away for some chest hair when you got a whole Simba down in your pants? I done seen what was down there. You got a whole Simba down there. You got a full-grown animal, and you talking about my chest hair? That's ridiculous. I'm done. That's stupid.
You called the radio station to pretty much try to get me back to then try to say that I have
an
animal.
Yeah, because you know why? I needed answers. How you going to go out, have me spend my money to make and cater to you, we having a good time. We go back out to rock out at the crib, and then you just up and leave. Like,
well,
come
whose decision was it to spend money? Mine or yours?
Dog, Say you don't need me no more, this guy, that dog, do something, but don't have me on a string as your plan B.
If I met a girl fine enough, I shave these hairs off my chest. She ain't that. She on
your. The thing, I don't think he mind shaving his chest hair. She didn't even give him the opportunity to. She just ghosted him. So she should have at least talked to him, communicated that. Like, hey, it turns me off that you got nasty chest hair.
Would you shave your chest?
Of course. It's an easy thing, but you're not going to be finna come up here talking about some dumb chest hairs. On the radio, we nasty, and then that's why you ain't give me a date.
Janae, is there any way, Janae? I mean, come on, man, some chest hair, like for real. The brother said he done took you out, wined you and dined you. I mean, at least if he shave or condition it, brush it out, straighten it, do something. Can you see it fit that y'all get back together? I mean, it sounds like y'all had a good thing going.
I mean, if he shaves it, then possibly, but there should be no reason why you have more hair on your chest than I have on my That's just wild.
What? I mean, I ain't complain.
Harold.
Yes.
Do you accept this and agree to the terms of you doing something about your chest hair, bro?
I accept all of it, man. She can personally shave my hair.
You gonna let her do it?
She can personally shave.
All right, well, it sounds like y'all made it happen, man. Congratulations, man. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, we're going to hook y'all up with a check, man. Maybe y'all can take this money and go get it done. All right, go get a wax or something. A-Town, y'all call us up. Let's talk about Harold and this hair all over his body. 404-352-0945. Keep it locked. Streets 94.5.